Welcome. Thank you for joining us today for the Daily Inspiration for December 11th. And we start a new week here of Daily Inspirations. I think we will take a look at Psalms today and then maybe get into a topic tomorrow. So for today, I have a few verses here in Psalm 111 that I want to read for us today. And looking at Psalms, we can see a wide range of feelings and emotions expressed throughout Psalms. Distress, anything from distress and fear to joy and exuberant praise. And so some of the earlier Psalms were they sound quite distressed. And so we come to Psalm 111 and it says, "Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation." Verse 2, "The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. But he has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion." And just want to pause there or stop there. And as we see that word, that phrase, full of compassion, it brings to mind that the Lord God doesn't only have compassion. It says he is full of compassion. He knows our weakness and our infirmities. And as we remember the earlier Psalms, if we read through the book of Psalms, many of the earlier ones, the writer expresses deep distress and discouragement sometimes. And so it's in Psalms, we can see that it is okay to come to the Lord and be real and bring our expressions to the Lord and the feelings that we have in our hearts and express them to God if we are downcast as David and some of the other writers frequently were here in Psalms. And it says, "So the Lord is gracious and full of compassion." But what stood out to me here in these first four verses, especially here of Psalm 111, is that the writer is praising the Lord. And he says, "I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation." And then in verse 2, he turns to the reason for his praise. And it is not that necessarily that the circumstances have changed. There's nothing here that I can see that give the impression that the writer's circumstances have now changed and therefore he's praising the Lord. But the reason for praising the Lord is that his works are great. Verse 3 says, "His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever." And verse 4, "He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion." And now we have the work of Jesus, who came to give his life that we may be set free. And we have even more reason to praise the Lord now. But even then, back when this was written, the works of the Lord and the righteousness of the Lord was reason to give God praise. And so what I want to just bring to our thinking a little bit this morning is, as we look at this, is that if we wait for our circumstances to change before we can praise the Lord, then we will probably end up very disappointed, because we will always have circumstances around us or difficult things to work through. But even in these times, the works of the Lord are still great. And if we study them, if we take pleasure in them and we study the works of the Lord, then we will see that they are honorable and glorious. And we will see that his righteousness does endure forever, and that he is gracious and full of compassion. And then we can join this writer of Psalm 111, and we can say, praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. And so that is my encouragement for us this morning, is that we could praise the Lord with our whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, based upon his righteousness and his works and what he has done for us, regardless of what our present circumstances may be. So I hope that you can be encouraged in this as it encourages me. And we will share more throughout the week. God bless your day.